And I said, Krishna is the best of all, Krishna is not just the best of all beings, he is the basis of all being. So what that means? Being means here existence. Being. So he's the basis of all being. That means that he, nothing can exist without him. He's the foundation of all of existence. And whatever exists, whatever has any attractiveness, it all comes from Krishna. The best of all beings means that there are many beings and Krishna is at the top of the hierarchy. But if I can get at the top, I can pull Krishna down. So the point I was making is Krishna is not just one among many beings. No, Krishna is the one being who is the basis of all beings. So he is the source of all of us. His strength is the source of all of our strength. His attractiveness is the source of whatever attractiveness we have. So Krishna exists in his own category. That is the point I was making. That means God is not just, he is the best of all beings. But he is not just the best of all beings, not one among all beings. He is in his own category. In a different category, he is the basis of all being. So I, as mentioned, I write articles every day on the Gita. So there is a website called GitaDaily.com. This same statement which I made, there is an article on this title itself. God is not just the best of all beings, he is the basis of all beings. So if you search for this phrase on GitaDaily.com, GitaDaily.com, if you search for this phrase, basis of all being or best of all being, you can find that article and you can read it more systematically also over there. Thank you.